This is short version of Sci Center, September 3rd, 2023.
Hi everyone, tonight's quote. In the morning time, the sun rises. If at that time you face the sun and look at it, you will notice that you have a long shadow, but it is behind you. If, on the other hand, you do not direct your sight towards the sun, but turn towards your shadow, you will notice that your own shadow, a long one at that, is leading you, and it will appear as if this long shadow is showing you the path. In this example, you are the Jiva Tattva, and your shadow is the Maya. If it is your desire to overcome Maya and leave it behind you, however fast you may walk, you will never get rid of Maya if it is in front of you. On the other hand, you turn your sight towards the sun. You can overcome Maya even as the shadow is behind you. In the same manner, your mind, thoughts, organs, and the body constitute the Maya or the shadow. If you want to get away from them, you will have to turn your vision inwards and towards the Atma. When you do this, you will be able to shake off the Maya. Therefore, you should make an attempt to join satsang and derive all the benefits that accrue from joining good company. Good company leads you to attachment, and good company leads you to detachment, and by detachment, you will achieve self-realization. First question, what about this quote inspires you or helps you better understand our path?
A few people share their experiences and understanding of this quote, and then Sat says,
my sharing is that anything that feels uncomfortable is because it's intruder?
Intruder.
An intruder cannot be you. It's something that happens to you. So, in other words, any emotion, feelings, thoughts, bodily discomfort that we experience, if it was us, it would be comfortable. You know, when you are walking and a thorn goes in your hand or your foot, the thorn is not you. That's why when it goes your hand, it causes trouble. It causes pain. So this is a good measurement to understand that whatever is not comfortable and content, it is not a part of us. It is not us. Because so often we identify with the thorn to be a part of our hand, you know? I don't know. I can't explain. So that's what. Existence is not uncomfortable, which we call God. Okay? So if we feel any type of discomfort, we're following the shadow. Not, we're not even following the shadow, we are being the shadow. Most Precious says that we concentrate on the shadow of a tree so much that we forget that there is a tree standing tall that has given this shade. But we all know this. It's nothing new.
It was new. It was new.
The intruders?
Yeah. It was new what you said. So even feel any feeling, even feeling of excitement, is, since it can turn and change to something different, is not us. Nothing. None of
us. No. Exactly. Not only it is not us, it makes us feel limited. It makes unlimited existence appearing as limited.
Because it's fleeing.
Because it's not real. It's nice to know the truth. You don't have to be to hurry to realize it. Believe me, just hearing it is unbelievable chance, because it expands our understanding without even practice. And then we hear it enough times, automatically turns to practice. And the practice automatically turns to deeper understanding, and then conviction, and then realization is a process. But imagine if we did not hear the truth. None of the other series after that would have any chance to be practiced. It is very big blessing. I mean, and the point you said about satsang is it's incredibly important. Association with the saint, sages, realized people, the same-hearted people, and the self. They push you to the self. And this is probably why we were blessed to have such a tight program during COVID, when everybody was stressed and fearful. We kept coming together daily, every afternoon, every other day in the evening. We gave more power to the sun, and that is the grace of God for all of us. Yeah, one should never miss a good company. And at any age, Baba says the company you keep tells you what kind of person you will be as you grow up. And we're keeping the company of truth. Can you believe that? That's big.
Sajjan, that process, my experience is that the one part of that process is with all the exposure and saturation, that also comes for you. It comes for you when it's needed. It comes for you to be with you. It comes for you.
Yeah, you can say that now. You couldn't say that 5 years ago.
No, not at all.
Or even a year and a half ago, a year ago. Like I said, it's a process. The deeper your transformation is, you know, you go with sincerity after understanding the truth, and then the truth comes after you.
Yeah.
Then the truth holds on to you and doesn't let you go. Well, before we finish, can we have a moment of hand on the heart?